Hey there, welcome to the show. It's Gary Zimak. It is day 20 of preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I'm a little late getting this loaded up, but I just got back from Harrisburg where I did a mini retreat all morning. It's been crazy over the past few days with traveling, with doing the Radiothon at Holy Spirit Radio, and now with everything else. But now I'm back. I'm ready to get started. Let's get this show on the road. Today is a big day because we launch into the next phase of our preparation. This is the week. We begin today, the week devoted to the Blessed Mother. And just to reiterate, remember this week, next week, that's it. That's all that's left. So good job. Keep up the good work. We are headed toward October the 7th, which is the day when we consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. Remember, today and tomorrow there are 15-minute shows. I had to cut short the shows yesterday and the day before due to travel. My plan is to do regular 30-minute shows for the remainder of the week after tomorrow. That's the plan. You never know what's going to happen, but at least we'll get total consecration done. We'll make sure you get your preparation every day. Got some introductory material to talk about today, so I want to get right to it. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, as we continue our preparation for total consecration, we launch into the week devoted to your Blessed Mother, Mary. Help us to learn more about your mom. Help us to appreciate and love her as much as you do. Grant us the grace that we need to persevere with the temptation to give up, the discouragement that we all face from time to time. Help us to continue going forward. Send us your Holy Spirit. Allow him to come alive in us so that we can get the most out of this. And we ask for these things, Jesus, through you and in union with your Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we got to get started because I want to talk about this idea, knowledge of Mary. This idea of knowledge of Mary. What are we going to be doing over the next 7 days? Have a lot of information very quickly. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go for more information about my work. Or if you are a warrior and want to catch the new podcast for warriors, podcastforwarriors.com is the place to go. Let's get right to it. A secret whose name is Mary. Today, we'll be using for this initial introduction to the week, the third week, the preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary by Father Hugh Gillespie. The meditation is going to come from a different book, but this Father Gillespie sums it up nicely. Here's what we're doing this week. Knowledge of Mary is a gift so great that it is nothing less than a privileged grace that one receives from the hand of the Almighty himself. Father de Montfort places great emphasis on this in speaking of Our Lady. And he says this, Mary is the supreme masterpiece of Almighty God, and he has reserved the knowledge and possession of her for himself. She is the sanctuary and resting place of the Blessed Trinity. No creature, however pure, may enter there without being specially privileged. That's from his book, True Devotion to Mary. Father Gillespie goes on to say, Mary is the secret treasure and prized possession of the Most High. A secret that is so valuable, a possession that is so greatly treasured, is something that one only would consider sharing with a truly intimate and trusted friend. The invitation to true knowledge, knowledge that is deeply personal of Our Lady, is therefore nothing less than an invitation to an intimate sharing, a sign of deep and privileged friendship with the Lord of all glory, the maker of heaven and earth. And he says this, it is vital that we recognize that this step forward in the preparation process is in itself the beginning of something truly great within our lives. Now let's talk about this, because this is a very good point. So far, what have we done in preparation for total consecration? We spent 12 days ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. Then we spent 7 days looking inside of ourselves, looking at our sinfulness, our weakness, our imperfections. Now, for the first time this week, we get serious and we take a step toward our Blessed Mother. Now, we may have taken little steps along the way, but officially, for the first time, we are headed on an amazing journey. Today, we begin a journey to growing closer to the Blessed Mother. Father Gillespie states, this knowledge of Mary is established upon the foundation of knowledge of oneself, and it is the work of the same Holy Spirit who illumines us and reveals to us the reality of ourselves that allows us access to that marvelous secret of the Most High, whose name is Mary. It is precisely what we have learned about ourselves by the light of the Holy Spirit that will be our point of contact for entering into a truly personal relationship with Our Lady. So what he's saying is that that past week that we spent learning about ourselves, that is the entry point into a truly personal relationship with the Blessed Mother. You may not have a good relationship with the Blessed Mother. That's okay, because now we're going to really get started with that. You may have a relationship with the Blessed Mother. That's okay too, because it's going to get better. No matter where you are, you think about it. The Lord's in charge of this preparation. You're turning your life over to the Lord. Why would there be a point where he can't help you? In other words, if you are too advanced spiritually, you love the Blessed Mother too much, then this powerful devotion won't be able to help you grow closer to her. That doesn't make any sense. You can never grow too close to Mary. You can never grow too close to Jesus. So this will help you in some way. All right, Father states, we are sinners and our struggles against temptation are constant and often end badly. Therefore, we will turn to Our Lady in the flesh and blood of our struggle against all those things that would seduce us away from the path of life. We are weak and we have great difficulty in holding on to the blessings we have received. Our intentions are impure, and even our best attempts at generosity are colored by a hidden and prideful selfishness. Well, tell us how you really feel, Father. He's tough. Father Gillespie's tough. And I think that's why it's good that we use a mix of many different sources. He states that it is important to recognize that what we do here is take the first small steps toward cultivating habits of the heart of our relationship with Mary, habits which will grow deeper with time, and that in time will yield up the fruits of a deep confidence in her maternal intercession and care for us. So with that in mind, we begin day 20 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And I'm going to be using the book Consecration to Jesus Through Mary by myconsecration.org. Mary hears God's call by faith. Two gospel writers, Matthew and Luke, record the story of Mary and Joseph before the birth of Jesus. Mary lives in a small town in northern Israel called Nazareth and is engaged to Joseph. Sounds like a normal situation. However, even though engaged to be married, we discover that she has vowed to live as a virgin. We know this because she asked the angel, "How can I conceive when I have no relations with a man?" in Luke 1:34. How did this situation come about? Well, Mary listened to God. Mary did not learn virginity from her culture. Jewish people wanted women to have children. Having many descendants was the promise made to Abraham, and sterility was often seen as a curse. For a woman to deliberately choose virginity was unheard of in Israel. Mary got this idea from God. She listened to his call. Right from the beginning, she was very different. Mary was a pioneer. She walked to a different drummer. She knew God's special call only because she believed. Now, you see, you're starting to get an idea of the person that you're entrusting your life to in the hope of her leading you to Jesus, the Blessed Mother, who listened to God's call, who believed. And this is the opinion of many great theologians throughout the ages, St. Augustine, St. Gregory of Nyssa. We look to Archbishop Fulton Sheen, St. John Paul II. All of these people looked at the Blessed Mother and her interaction with the angel Gabriel in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel and have concluded that Mary did indeed take a vow of virginity. She dedicated her life to remaining a virgin. Now, you can understand when the angel appeared to her and said, "Mary, you have been chosen to become the mother of a very special child. His name will be Jesus. Mary asked a question. Remember that question? How can this be? I don't understand. She wasn't doubting. She was saying, excuse me, but I thought God told me, you know, I could have got this wrong. Remember, Mary was human. She never sinned. She was conceived without original sin, but she was human. It's possible that she could, without any sin involved, misunderstand what God was telling her. So she said, Angel, I don't get this. How can I become a mother if I'm supposed to remain a virgin? And he told her, it's going to happen through the Holy Spirit. And as it turns out, and if you notice at that point, if you reread the scripture passage of Mary's encounter with the angel, known as the Annunciation, you'll see that once the angel told her it'll be by the Holy Spirit, she said, okay, your will be done. Let it be done to me according to the Lord's word. She was okay with that. Let me just tell you, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you get that, but what he told her was a bizarre and wacky answer. But Mary trusted God so much that she believed. And she said, okay, if it'll be by the Holy Spirit, then I believe. And as it turns out, and this is pretty interesting, Mary could have misunderstood God's instructions, but it turned out she was right. She was supposed to remain a virgin, and she was supposed to give birth to a child. Amazing, isn't it? The angel told Mary that she would conceive even without having sexual relations. How can this be? Mary asked. The angel explained that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and God's power would overshadow her. It sounded impossible, and Mary knew it. To help Mary believe, the angel recounted God's miracle, Elizabeth, who was sterile. God's miracle. Elizabeth, who was sterile in her old age, had conceived. And the angel said, nothing is impossible with God. Try to catch this moment, the book says. A young woman is being told that God wants to become man. Also, she will become pregnant by the Holy Spirit's power in her womb. The child will be conceived without any human father. She was alone with no one to help her. Gabriel finished his message. He had nothing more to say. In that moment, she believed and she consented. Let it be done just as you have said. Later, her cousin Elizabeth praised Mary's faith, and she said, blessed are you who believed that the Lord's words to you would be fulfilled. Your moment of faith. God has a plan for you, and he wants you to see his plan. If you are absorbed in the world, you will see only your worldly call. If you practice true devotion, you will find God's call. Right now, God is leading you to a special call. He is awakening you. Oh, how much God wants you to begin to know his call. So many times we forget that God has a plan for us, and God is leading you to a special call. And you know, once you make your total consecration, you're giving Mary permission to work in your life. Wait till you see what she does. I think you might be astonished when you see what she does. It might not happen instantly. It might take a while, but she's going to lead you closer to Jesus. You will notice things. You'll notice yourself wanting to read the Bible more. You'll notice yourself be experiencing great comfort and peace from reading Scripture, from maybe wanting to go to daily Mass more. You might start wanting to go to confession more. You might want to talk about Jesus to people more. You might love the Blessed Mother more. All different kinds of things can happen. None of them bad. They're all going to be good once Mary starts working in your life. We'll conclude with a few thoughts by St. Louis de Montfort. Number one, inspired by the Holy Spirit, I confide to you, O chosen soul, a secret that I have never read in any book. That's what he's giving us, this secret of the power of Mary in your life. I have never discovered a devotion like the one I will reveal. And these are the words of St. Louis de Montfort. I remind you, he is a saint. He knows what he's talking about. We become, number three, like God by consecrating ourselves to Mary. And number four, to serve God is the highest employment on earth. Wow, the best job that you can do is to serve God in your life. Blessed Mother's going to help you. I am out of time. I want to thank you for listening. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow with another broadcast as we continue our way toward total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Thank you for your donations. Please keep them coming. I can't let up. I need you to help me out so I can go forward with this, with my ministry, and with bringing the good news to as many people as possible. You can help make that possible by going to followingthetruth.com, clicking on support, and making a secure donation online through PayPal. Either become a monthly sponsor, make a one-time donation. I noticed that we have a lot of one-time donations. I'm grateful for that. But if you could do a monthly sponsorship, $10 a month, maybe more, whatever you could afford, that's going to help me tremendously because that gives me a steady income stream. So if you're able to do that, I'm very grateful. If you can't, fine. I understand. But if you can, please help me out so that I can get this message out to as many people as possible. The world needs this message. I'm delivering Jesus Christ. That's my goal. And the world needs the peace that comes about from having a relationship with Christ. You can help me make that possible by your donations, by your prayers, and also if you could consider subscribing to my new podcast for Worriers. That helps me too. Every little bit I get from there helps me as well. And you can do that by going to podcastforworriers.com. All right, I've talked enough. I've got to run. God bless you. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.